Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. As you know, we're going to Miami this weekend.
I can't wait.
Which is insane because we were literally just talking about this like 6 months ago and we're like, yeah, we're going to Miami. And then now we're literally, it's this week.
It's May.
It's well, 3 days away. Or we're leaving in 3 days. It's like, what?
Yeah.
5 days away now.
Yeah.
But
the
fact that we're going just like is insane. And I literally told her, I was like, I don't think I've ever been more excited for anything.
This is like peak moment in our lives.
Yeah, for right now, obviously. But but yes, we are so excited. So we're going to be going, obviously, over Miami, which you need to know about the track. And then we'll kind of be explaining like our weekend schedule. And there's a little bit of things that have happened the last week and then this week. So we're just going to be going over a few things. And then obviously, we're very excited for this weekend's race, and we're going to be there, so we'll give you live coverage of everything, which is so fun, and then we'll do a big recap episode for episode 14 of everything that happened while we're there, and we'll, of course, tell you everything, so we're very excited for that, but let's get right into it. We're at the Miami International Autodrome, which we're at Hard Rock Stadium, and it's obviously a temporary track, but it's, like, set up to be more permanent, so, like, it's easy, obviously, to, like, break down and then take off. Its first Grand Prix was in 2022, so this is a fairly new track. They've only been going for, this will be year three, which is also really cool that we're going to a track that's only been up and running for three years. And Max has the lap record from last year, so.
Surprise, surprise.
No, definitely not a surprise, but it's 57 laps, and yeah, I mean, it's a great, it's very much all, like, straights. There's not much of,
it's not the most exciting, but I'd say it has the best vibes, so.
Yeah, which is great.
That makes it
good.
Just
obviously, like, people and the place and just all of it.
Diesel being there. Yes. So funny to me.
We've talked about how, like, we're big Fast and Furious fans, and then.
Of course, Vin Diesel has to be there.
Yes. Which is so funny, because Alpine, was it Alpine that posted? Or? Yeah. I think it was with.
It was, like, Kevin and then, like, Esteban.
I was like, oh.
Okay.
Weird. But no, it's great. And then we talked about how they put all of, like, the hospitality, like, what,
like,
are they?
Paddock.
Yes. Inside Hard Rock. So it's, like, you can, like, sit and, like, watch all of them inside of there.
Can we please do that?
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be weird. And I think we were talking about it, and we were just saying that a lot of these people don't feel, like, real, if that makes sense.
They just, like, only exist on social media.
Yeah, and then the fact that we're going to be there, whoops.
Seeing them in real life.
Yes, that we're going to be seeing them in real life is going to be insane. Like, I'm just going to be in shock.
Logan.
Yes, and it's Logan's home race.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Which he has three home races, but Florida, he's from Fort Lauderdale, right? So then we thought we'd dedicate a spot to him because it's his home race this weekend. But no, it's a great circuit, and obviously we're ecstatic. And it's a sprint weekend, so two sprint weekends in a row.
What if Logan wins the sprint? Do you think that could happen?
I'm hoping Lando will win based on last weekend.
I'd say maybe just a little more likely than Logan.
I mean, we can hope. If a lot of people DNF, then maybe.
I just wanted to get, like, at least 1 point. Like, the whole weekend.
Just 1 point.
Just one. That's all we ask.
But, I mean, I guess he does have a lot of opportunity for that. So, that's great. So, we fly out Friday? Friday. Sorry, I'm on my days. Fly out Friday, like, early in the morning.
And we go straight to the track.
Straight to the track, because practice one is 11:30 to 12:30, and then sprint qualifying is after that at, like,
local time's an hour later, so we have an extra hour.
That's true.
Okay, that's good.
And then sprint qualifying, and then Saturday, sprint is at 11 and 12, which they're not, none of it's early, a lot of it's, like, good timing, which is
thank God.
Very nice. Yeah. And then we have qualifying on Saturday, and then obviously Sunday's at the race. And then I think the race is, like, at, like, 3 to 5.
Yeah, something like that.
And, I mean, I obviously have plans for the race, but I have plans after the race. So it's, like, we're going to be going all weekend, and I'm going to be dead by
by Monday. Saturday, you're yeah, by be Saturday. Ready.
But then Monday is going to be, like, terrible.
Luckily, we don't have to go to school. Yes. Imagine that would be worse.
That would be so much worse. But it's going to be a fun weekend. Obviously, we're going to keep you updated. I'm very excited to see all our, show all our outfits and, you know, yes. all the things and all the things we get. Because obviously, we're going to be buying all of, like, yeah, the...
they're going to be overcharging us all weekend.
Oh, yeah. With the blue Ferrari hats.
I'm praying they have them.
I'm so
there.
Excited. It's speaking amazing. Of that, Ferrari teased the front oh of their wing, and it's red and blue, which is a combo, but the shade of blue, it's yeah. like really good. So like looks good together, and it's just their front wing. So I was like, interesting. So we don't know. And I mean,
I'm excited.
Carlos and Charles helped design the car.
So it has to be good.
Yeah, it has to be good. And then if you saw Ferrari posted the cars that they might be driving, we don't know yet. We think that they may be driving, but they're the yeah. beautiful blue. Yeah. They're A12s. But
I don't know. I don't remember what they
yeah,
are.
I think they are. They look like A12s. But anyways, they're like stunning. And they were in Nashville just a while ago.
It's crazy.
And they were literally driving like near where we are. And I was like, I didn't see them. I did see the trucks that were like bringing the cars in.
Oh my god!
Not knowing, I was like, "Oh, it's for like a big car show or something." Like, no, that was the cars that they were driving. And I was like, after I saw the post the next morning, I was like, "You're kidding!" I was like, "I just drove past. Like, I drove past the cars that they might be driving in. Like, what the heck?" Because I saw a bunch of like Ferraris like parked where the yeah. like car show was. Or thought it was a car show. It wasn't a car show. It was, like, a Ferrari event thing. Because yeah. it was just, like, the huge, big, long trucks that, like, were, like, had a bunch yeah. of, like, Porsches and McLarens and, like, Ferraris oh all on, like, the side of it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's obviously, like, a luxury car, like, transport. Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's probably, like, a really cool car show or whatever.
No. No. It's Ferrari USA.
Yeah. I was in shock after I saw it because I was like, oh.
Why Nashville of all places?
I know. I don't know.
Why not Florida?
Well, they wanted to do like the Rolling Hills thing, I think. And it was, I mean, yeah. it was really pretty what they did. Like, it was really like yeah. scenic and cool. But no, because they posted it and they like teased the picture of the cars and like not knowing where it was. And I was like,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Little do we know.
No, that was actually, Tennessee. Yeah, which was crazy.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
Of that course. Was like when, I don't think I was, like, as big of a fan then you were, but when Danny Rick came to Nashville,
oh my gosh, the one weekend I went out of town to see my grandparents, the one weekend I go, he is in Nashville driving downtown.
Did you cry?
I almost did. I was really upset. But my dad was here, and he didn't go because he went somewhere for the day.
Oh my gosh. Like, you should have told me to go.
You're kidding. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if you knew.
I knew. I just like wasn't. It was at the time when you were like starting to like pester me about like everything and starting to be like, you need to watch, like you need to like this is this. Like I was like,
you didn't care.
And then,
but I made you care.
It's so funny because I like think about it and I'm like, one day it just like clicked and I was like, oh crap, I really like this.
One day I saved it in my Snap memories. It was like, finally convinced her to like F1. And I posted it on my story and I should go look for it. But
you should.
That would be, that's crazy.
All the memories.
That's the fact that
I know.
You have, I feel like we've liked it our whole lives.
Exactly.
That's actually wild. Like, right when I started liking it is when Nick DeVries, it was Monica, oh my gosh, Nick DeVries was still in the seat. That's and I crazy. Watched Drive to Survive and I was like, oh, like, obviously a Daniel Ricciardo fan, you can't watch Drive to Survive and hate him. And I was like, I wish he would come back. Within a month, he's back.
That's
in the
insane.
Seat. You know, we just manifest things into existence.
Exactly.
Here, I feel like.
That's why she makes her crazy theories. Do you have another one this week?
Ooh, I mean, Logan getting points.
That's a pretty stretch, but like, you usually have like,
I have one.
Crazy theories that are, one. You do have one? Okay.
I have one. Sure. Okay. In honor of my Daniel jersey, okay? Okay, V-Carb, okay? Yuki's, you know, outperforming Daniel. It's been hard to watch. So Daniel's gonna be seatless for a little bit. Hopefully not in the middle of the season. So, Checo.
I always have something to do with Checo.
We've already addressed that Checo would be gone, and that's when you said that Carlos and Charles would be at RB together.
Please. But this is another theory about Red Bull.
Okay. I'm listening.
Checo leaves because I have it in my brain that somehow he'll be gone at the end of the season. Daniel, you know, he has his ties to Red Bull. Daniel gets back in the Red Bull. Okay.
Okay.
Then there's an open seat at VCarb. Oh, no. What will we do? Checo also Latifi. Needs a seat. Well, this is getting better. No, I'm changing my theory. I'm completely changing my theory, okay? Checo gone.
Okay.
Logan gone. I've heard rumors about that.
Okay.
Daniel gone. Okay?
Okay.
That's three open seats.
Mm-hmm.
We bring back three legends.
Kimi, Ollie.
Close. Nikita. Go Tiffy. Yeah, okay, Seb. Nikita to Red Bull with Max, okay? That would be like an unstoppable duo, okay? Seb to Williams.
Okay. Wow.
Go TV to VCarb.
I think that's the craziest theory you've had yet. Because I was thinking, like, honestly, Danny Ric to Red Bull. I think that's an even bigger stretch than Carlos and Charles being together.
I think Nikita to Red Bull is the biggest more stretch like, ever.
I think so too, but I'm saying that like he has been performing, so I think it's a more likely big stretch.
They take Charles and Carlos and it is they take
Danny Ray. Yes, I do think that.
Oh no.
Which is sad, but I think it's true.
Horrible.
He's not in his prime anymore.
He's done. I mean, he should have never... I don't want to say he should have never come back, yeah. But I feel like it's hard to come back.
I think it is, too.
What if Nick DeVries comes?
I don't think he will. After my remark last week.
Probably made them. Maybe he'll pay him to get back on the team. Daniel. They fired Daniel. But they have... Oh, wait. I forget about Liam. Liam's gonna be brought up before Nick DeVries.
Yes, that's a fact. Speaking of people getting fired, who got fired? Did someone get fired?
Adrian is leaving. That is a big point we need to talk about.
Yes, but who got fired in IndyCar?
That's a sensitive subject. David.
Yes, David was fired. And he hasn't even driven for them yet. Yes?
I think he did maybe like one race, but he broke his wrist, has been out for forever. And there was apparently some clause in his contract that was like, if you don't drive for at least three races, you're out. I'm like, how
three
can they?
Three races?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe it was more than that. But
that's insane.
I'm like, Zach, buddy, that's not fair.
Yeah, no. That was.
I wonder if he'll be there in Miami.
There's so many people that we've been teased. It's teased that.
Uh-oh, I'm scared. I don't know where you're going with this.
It was teased that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will be there. And like,
Patrick Mahomes. And
no offense, but, like, they're attention stealers.
Literally. But that's good, because then there's no lines for merch. There's no lines to meet drivers. They're all over Travis and Taylor.
God, that's so great. And then you'll focus on Alpine, and then we can go to the other teams.
Oh, my goodness. What if they're filming for Drive to Survive?
We might be on Drive to Survive. Not that I'm a supporter of Drive to Survive.
No, but on TV.
That's pretty cool.
Because, like, they could film Taylor Swift being there.
Yeah. Or just on F1 TV.
I think we'll definitely. I feel like we will be. They show everyone, like, everywhere. So, look for us.
Yeah. I mean, we can watch the race back, too. We probably will. Oh, just, like, watch to see if they were there at all.
Of course we will. Because we can't just watch it one time.
We have to watch it twice. Yeah. Because we were there. Yeah, my phone's going to be, like, blowing up. Like, why aren't you watching the race right now? I'll be like, actually, I'm at the race.
Storage is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. During the national anthem, Logan's going to be...
Up front. Aww. Okay, getting back on page, let's talk about
Adrian?
Yes.
Newey? So,
it was rumored, I don't even know if it's a rumor, I feel like it's so concrete, that he's leaving Red Bull and he's like their chief.
No, it's not rumored, it's confirmed.
It actually got confirmed?
I think so, yeah.
Well, okay, Adrian Newey, he's like their chief engineer or something. He designs all their cars. They already have their car for like the next 2 years designed. But he wants to leave after this season. So I think the teams that are, this is probably where the rumor comes in, yeah. The teams he's rumored to go to are Aston, maybe McLaren, or Ferrari. I think the main one right now is Ferrari, but that's really unlikely, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's not confirmed.
Okay. Well, it's basically confirmed.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's the Twitter accounts that are like,
Breaking news! Those throw me off.
So much. It's like you see it and you're like, oh my gosh. Really,
I saw one that was like Nicholas Latifi returns F1 and my heart like dropped. Yeah. I was so happy, and then it was like, haha, good one. And I was like, poor thing.
Wow.
I'm gonna be like George and cry. Yeah.
But we definitely want him to go to Ferrari, if so.
Oh, I'm still thinking about Latifi. We definitely want Adrian to Ferrari, but I did see something that was like, he has a, it's something in, it's always the contracts that are like restricting them, where he can't compete if he breaks the 2-year contract. He can't compete for the other year or like design anything, but then by the time he's able to, he'll already be 70 and the engine regulations will change and the cars will be already designed and like completely different.
That's true.
So maybe we don't want him.
Maybe not.
I feel like we need him.
Yeah.
But I think it's more likely for him to go to Aston, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're very hopeful, but...
Yeah. No, we got it. We have to say it. Adrian Newey to Ferrari. We will come back. We'll point back to this episode and say, we did that.
That we met.
We spoke it into existence.
That he would go to Ferrari.
We're saying it right now.
Good.
It's going to happen now.
Okay. Speaking of Ferrari,
Logan's also going to win.
As we know, Aston Martin was really upset about the Alonso and Sainz collision. And obviously, Fernando was giving a 10-second penalty for it. And Aston Martin, like, lodged an appeal for the penalty. And it's supposed to be appealed, like, it's supposed to be, like, appealed on, I think, like, Friday. So when the race is,
like, that's from like ages ago.
That's from last weekend. No, it was.
I swear it was before China where he got the penalty, because I remember I had to erase it in my journal and I was so mad.
Why?
Because I wrote it, but then he ended up going down like 3 places, so I had to change the points and where he finished.
Oh my gosh.
What's the race? I mean, I'm so jumbled.
Oh well. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the Adrian Newey point. Ooh. It says Adrian Newey has decided he wants to leave Red Bull.
Sky Sports posted that too.
So
it's confirmed. He's leaving.
Practically confirmed.
Yeah.
F1 hasn't like confirmed it, but Sky Sports has. So he's confirmed himself that he wants to leave, go. But it's not confirmed that he's gone. So
wants to leave and leave are unfortunately two different things.
Yeah. But anyways, that was big because, I mean, also it's like, yeah, that was from ages ago. So like, why are you launching an appeal now? Just let it go.
It's like how Felipe Massa tried to get his 2008 championship back. Like, Bud stays up at night thinking about how he lost that.
Yeah, and I also want to talk about the driver lineup for 2025 that we have so far.
Okay,
because we have terrifying. Yes, we have Stake, we have Nico, and then Aston Martin is locked up with Fernando and Lance again,
no matter how much they wanted to
not. And then Ferrari's locked up with Lewis and Charles, which I still cannot believe. I won't believe it until
the Bahrain,
we're in Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, I won't believe it until we're in Australia, which is weird because we're just doing preseason testing in Australia too. Then
wait, that's gonna be good
because they didn't ever say.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Well, I assume it will be there.
And then we have McLaren also locked in again with Lando and Oscar.
Like a decade.
Yeah. And then George at Mercedes. And then Max at Red Bull. The rest are, like, not locked in yet.
Not even Alex?
Mm-mm. Nope.
What? And I was surprised that they signed Nico, like, so early in the season, too.
I'm just surprised they signed him at all.
Yeah. How? And I keep thinking that Audi is coming 25, not 26.
Yeah.
So I keep being like, oh, like, Nico.
Carlos is fine.
Yeah, but no, he doesn't have a seat next year. If he doesn't end up getting a seat next year, that's going to be really sad for me. Just sad overall, obviously, but just really sad.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's be so realistic. Where is he gonna go for one single year?
No, I know. I mean, I obviously agree with that. Do you think, okay, because obviously Stake is transitioning over into Audi, so could he race there for a year? Because is it just switching over?
Yeah, it'll just flip.
Okay, how, I need to look this up, because how many years did Nico sign with?
I think just 25.
Yeah, so exactly. So could it
be? Because they can't sign, that would make no sense. I mean, they could sign him for longer, but then he'd
if
switch
they're signing,
to Audi.
Yeah, so then he'd switch. So he, I mean, Carlos could go to Stake, which, I mean, I would not want that, obviously, because it's Stake.
What would they do? Okay, Valtteri, I don't know. I feel like he might retire, but Joe, I feel like that's really early for him to be
that's
out
true.
Of F1. Unless, like, Williams or B-Carb signs
it. Yeah, I mean, they could.
I love calling it that.
What?
B-Carb.
I know.
Like, RB is just, I always think of Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. But no. And it's, like, you're, like, thinking about it, you're, like, where else could they go? Like, they're so, like, have been at the teams for so long that it's weird that they would switch.
I know.
Like, Nico from Haas to now Stake is weird.
I don't know why he is, I don't want to be mean. I don't know how he's valuable. I know it sounds really terrible, but, like, he's had a podium.
And all they've said is he has experience. Like, yes, he has experience, but he's
experience
never
being at the back of the grid.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how,
like,
someone would take him
not,
and not Carlos. That's what
that or why
about.
Would they not bring a, like an Ollie or a Kimi or anyone from F2?
I don't know.
And bring them up into F1 if they're number one performing better. Yeah. And why, yeah, like, he's, I mean, he's not old, but he's older. Like, give these
he
people.
He has a family.
He has a family.
A kid and a wife.
And if he's never had a podium, then why is he still getting the chance? And, like, Danny Rick has as many podiums. And, like, while, yes, he's hasn't been performing, like, as well as we want him to, Nico still is still not performing as well. And
he probably, yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Yes, while you're saying that Nico's in a Haas and Danny Rick is in a RB, like, it's not.
They're not that much different, really.
No, so I think that I agree with you that why are they still giving Nico all of these opportunities when there's other drivers that are younger and are now, I mean, not in their prime, but they're getting there, have that seat. Because also Stake, like, that would be a really good, let's just put, like, Ollie or Kimi at Stake. That would be really good for them to, like, start off in F1 and then work their way up.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Nico's not going to go anywhere else. Like, Nico's not going to be moving up into the bigger teams. It's like, why are they just keeping them there?
That's so sad.
That's sad, but, like, it's true. Yeah. Like, he's not going to move up anymore.
I mean, he's, like,
he's good.
Decently consistent in the points, but I feel like if you put him, even if you put him in the lead, like, could he keep it? Even if I feel like he'd crack under pressure.
Yeah.
Because not knowing what it feels like.
Yeah, and I mean, I
there's so many people in F2 they could bring up.
Exactly.
Like, so many people. And it's kind of sad for them because it's a bad time because everyone's locked in.
Yeah. And I mean, they're all nearing their, like, 20s. Like, Ollie's what? Ollie's 19 or 18?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's.
Stop. I feel bad for, I'm thinking about Arthur now. This is another crazy theory. Are
okay.
you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Lewis is only, is this contract only 20? Yeah.
It's
only
two,
25.
2 years.
Okay. That still works. Lewis.
It's 26, I thought.
Okay.
I don't think they would just sign him for 1 year, right? No.
They wouldn't do that. They're getting HP to be their sponsor.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Do that.
No.
Okay. So he's until 26. Arthur's still their reserve driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if? Charles is racing forever. I feel like he won't leave after 26, unless he goes to Red Bull, like my last crazy theory. What if they bring Arthur back from endurance racing, and then we get the brothers together?
That would be amazing.
That would be so cute.
I remember it was, I think it was when they signed Ollie and Arthur. You were like, you were dead asleep, and I woke you up. And you were like,
it was so worth it.
You were like, what? Huh?
As soon as I heard Arthur, I was like,
shut up. And then I showed you, and you were like,
because, I mean, not having a seat in F2 is really sad, because he was old. He was a lot older than the rest of them.
Yeah.
So.
And I remember us being sad about him not being able to drive in Saudi, but.
Yeah.
Also, Ollie was, had one, not one, he got podium. Pole, yeah. So, it was like, why would Ollie not? And Ollie was already there. Arthur was not there.
Arthur was probably in, like, France or something, or Barcelona for testing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was also talking about how, what if Arthur was in Miami, but they'll be in France
for
whatever they're doing over there. We just... I just say stuff.
Well, I mean, you can't take any of this, like, realistically, because, I mean,
our theories, you can't. The rest of you can't.
Yeah, the rest of you, our information we're telling you, obviously, is true, other than me saying that Adrian knew he was confirmed. I'm sorry, that was not, I was just,
we take it back.
I saw it, and then, well, I think our theories, like, a lot of it is, like, a stretch, but, like, some of it is, like,
you can't rule any of it out.
No, because, I mean, there's, like, Lewis to Ferrari, that was, like, so left field, it's not even funny. No one was expecting that. And the rumors.
People were making fun of him going.
Rumors are usually like, oh, like, maybe that could happen. Yeah. This was like, no, oh my gosh, like, haha, he would never do that. And then.
George literally said he was like, that would never happen.
Yeah. And then
the week after that, it happens.
When that came out and Carlos posted on his story, I ran out of class and I like called you. You didn't answer. I called Riley and I was like,
"Do not disturb."
Yes, I called Riley, who was on. I forget which episode she was on.
9.
Yeah,
Australia.
Yes, she was on Australia, but it was recap of Australia. But I called her and I was like, "He's not gonna be there."
I was in distress.
I was stressed because I love him at Ferrari with Charles, and I was like, that's over, and I've only had to experience a season of that, this second season.
Yeah, that's really sad.
But I was like, I just have to sell everything and get tickets for Abu Dhabi to see them.
Sell the house.
See them one last time.
It would be so worth it.
Yeah.
I'm not a Mercedes fan. Like, I hated Mercedes. I still do. But I'm like sad about Lewis last year at Mercedes, and I don't even like Mercedes.
No. I don't like Mercedes, but sad. I like Lewis.
Yeah.
And like, it was so sweet in China when he got
second.
Yes.
Yeah. I was really happy.
I was so happy.
That. Yeah.
And I mean, I felt bad when he was like, this is the first time in like so long that
I've been up here. That was depressing.
That was so depressing. I feel bad for Mercedes fans. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that must be. Well, we can't even say Mercedes fan. Lewis fan.
Lewis fans. I mean, okay, honestly, I think we've talked about this, but who is, like, a George fan? Like, who is, like.
Genuinely, I don't think anyone.
Like, who is, like, I love George. George is, like, my favorite driver. And, I mean, there can be people out there who
How
are like that.
How do you back up someone who is that bad? I just. It is mind-boggling
how
to me.
How do you defend him when he literally will turn into people and blame it on others?
He turned into me. How are you going to say he turned into me? Get out of the car, go up and yell at them after you clearly... I think they forget there's onboard cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
That's what Lance was like, I'm going to pull a George.
He literally did, but just...
In China. He's like, I'm going to pull George, and I'm going to... And literally everyone forgets about it. They, like, blew it off.
I did forget about that.
This is, like,
just said it.
This is, like, the only... This is, like, with siblings. If I do something, I get in trouble. If one of my younger siblings do it...
Forgotten about.
Same thing. Like, if this was someone else who did it, huge trouble. But because it was Lance and Danny Rick, fun.
It is. What if it was like, okay, the same thing goes for Carlos. If it was Carlos and slammed in the back of Charles. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. If it was Charles that slammed in the back of Carlos. Big Mattia's coming personally from Italy to wave his finger.
That's no, I agree.
Traumatizing.
I agree.
A lot's going on. Ferrari is,
and
like,
we're gonna be in Miami.
Yeah, I just, like, it hasn't.
Welcome to Miami.
It doesn't. It's the same thing that I said about Verstappen being out in Australia.
It's not real
until I see it. Like, until we get there, it's gonna hit me and I'm gonna be, like, freaking out.
And speaking of that, the weather is supposed to be great.
Oh, thank God.
It's supposed to be, like, 85. UV is gonna be, like, a 10. There's no chance. There's, like, I don't think I've checked. But I don't think there's any chance of rain.
But that's gonna change as soon as we get there.
If it rains.
My hair. We both said it at the same time, the same tone.
Yes.
That's so funny.
But we are very excited, if you can't tell, or at least I am. I don't know about her.
That's crazy.
We are very excited. And, I mean, I can't wait to update y'all and tell y'all all about it.
It's going to be so good.
Yes. And post a lot. You're going to be tired of us posting. Getting our live coverage.
Oh my gosh.
My one goal is that I can interview Gunther while I'm there.
That would be iconic. When we're sitting up in like the
I actually think that stands. We would be best friends.
That's really good.
I actually think that Gunther would like me a lot. Hopefully.
I mean, you could meet him.
I'm gonna get
his North Carolina.
I'm gonna get his book and keep with
signed.
Me. Honestly, I think that he lives on a lake that my grandparents do. Like, I'm not kidding.
That's crazy.
You should, like, just, like,
scout him
out. I just, like, go on their boat and, like, try to find his house. You're like, oh, like a jet ski. Hey, neighbor.
Pretend you don't know anything about him. He looks really unsuspecting, so honestly, oh, yeah. He's good.
Be like, how are you?
I brought you this pie. It's a housewarming gift. And he's like, oh, we've lived here for like 10 years.
Oh, well, I'm new to this.
Well, I just wanted to come say hi.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, what's your name? Gunther. Sounds familiar.
Don't know where. And Gunther's been in Miami for like a few weeks now.
He's been living his best life.
Because he got there like early April. And I was like, why is he already there?
He was on the track, too. I was like, what's going on?
He, like, started his Instagram account just for Miami, and now he's been posting. He was literally, like, the other day, he posted most random things, and it's so funny.
I don't even follow him. What's it called? Like, the life of Steiner or something?
Hold on, I didn't even find it, but it's so funny.
He posts, like, his book and how excited he is to be in Miami.
Yes. Oh, while I'm talking about that, tell them about Lando and his nose.
Oh, okay. If you weren't aware, Lando's in Amsterdam, like, a few days ago, and it was for, like, King's Day or something. I don't really know what it is. It's a holiday. And they were all partying, and he was on this boat with his friend that's a DJ. And, you know, there's videos of him, like, going crazy. And then all of a sudden, this picture gets dropped of his, like, forehead wrapped in bandages, and it's like over his nose and his mouth, and he's like cracking up laughing, but his nose is all like bloody. And I was like, oh my gosh, he broke his nose. He's not gonna be racing was my first thought. He broke his nose. It's gonna take forever to heal. But luckily, I was like, luckily I have purse as soon as I say luckily. Luckily, it was just a glass bottle that cut his nose, but he has like this goofy bandage on his nose in that post of the basketball game. But, so, he'll be driving. Thank God.
Thank God. No, he literally was, like, he posted at the start. He was, like, hi, getting ready for the start.
And then
after Max won, he was, like, congrats, Max, see you in Miami. And his bio is entrepreneur, ambassador, F1, MIA. I was, like, I followed him when he had, like, 1,000 followers. Now he has 74.7K.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what?
I thought you were going to say million for some reason.
No. He does have a lot of followers.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy for him.
Yeah. But we are very excited for Miami. We'll give you obviously live updates and all the things. And we'll be back for episode 14, which will be Miami recap. But it's a live recap. We're not just recapping what happened. We're going to be recapping what our experience of what happened. Of course. And obviously what happened in the race too. But we are very excited and we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.